Hi guys, it's currently 12:30 at night and I'm not asleep because I just had a couple things on my mind and I wanted to like record it, and I'm not gonna post this on my story. I'm just gonna post it on my Busta Lust private thing because I didn't want that many people to listen to this. And so if you're hearing this right now, you're really special in my life. And if you're not on my Busta Lust story and you're listening to this right now, thank you. You're very special to me too. But maybe we're not that close anymore. And I hope that if you listen to this, then we get to talk more. But yeah, I just wanted to say a couple things that's been on my mind lately because I have a lot of thoughts. The first one is mental health. Me and mental health has gone through a lot, and I won't get into that. Don't really want to talk about it. But I feel like my mental health has gotten a lot better. But at the same time, it's gotten worse. Which doesn't make sense, but like, if you know, you know. So I wanted to start a club at school next year called Smiles of Hope Club. And what Smiles of Hope Club is, I want to fundraise for people who cannot afford help. And I want to have funds for research because there's so much research that we don't know about mental health. And I just want people to have opportunities, you know? And so, yeah, I want them to have opportunities that I had that some people can't have, resources. And also I want that club to be a safe spot for people. And if they feel comfortable to talk and we can have discussions, which leads on to another club I want to start called Environmental Club or Naturist Club, because we might have an environmental club, but I've just never like heard of it at Grade Up. So I wanted to do that because, one, our environment is plummeting, and two, it connects to mental health. Or not mental health, but it connects to psychology, kind of, because if you know Charles Darwin, but he made survival of the fittest, and that's basically like that you gotta compete to be where you are, and like, you know, like you have to, in order to survive, you have to do all these things and be in an environment where you can survive and basically fend for things, I guess. So I feel like we're taking that away from animals by ruining their homes, you know? Like, how are they supposed to survive? How are they supposed to adapt if we're the ones taking away that opportunity from them? So I really wanted to start that club, and I feel like it could really make a difference around school if we just maybe give out some stuff that will help. Like, I don't know what to give out. I'm not going to give out metal straws because they're really expensive. But I might if it leads to that, because I really do want to make a difference and I really want to make a change to Great Oak and maybe even Temecula as a whole. Because, like, I think Temecula is getting very, very big. And with the population increasing, there's definitely benefits and there's definitely non-benefits, like overpopulation and all the cars. And as like there's more and more people on Earth, just think about how much worse and worse it's getting on, or it's ruining our environment, because then there's habits and parents teach kids all these bad habits. And I'm not saying all, but most, because I think, in my opinion, in their time, it didn't really matter what you did because the environment was pretty good at the time. But now, the more they're doing it, the more it's getting worse. Like, they don't find a point in why Walmart and all these places charge for plastic bags. They just think it's a burden to them because they have to pay, which sucks, because, like, if I forget a plastic bag, I will go through the pain and I will literally put it all in my back trunk, and then when I get home, get a bag and just put it all in then. Or if I have my grandma's car, she keeps a bunch of she keeps a bunch of bags in her trunk, so she just puts it there if she forgets. And my grandma is she's not an environmentalist, or not that, but like, she's not very, she doesn't really care, but at the same time, she does care, and she tries to use less plastic, and she tries to not waste food, and all this stuff. And I think that's what inspired me to really think about what's happening to our environment. Because it's so disgusting what humans have done to it, you know. And the animals that we have today might be extinct later on, and our future kids might never be able to see it. It'll be like dinosaurs to them, you know, which sucks. Because right now, climate change, like seeing it in person, it scares me. Because what happens if, because Earth is going to basically die if we keep doing this, guys. And today it was thundering and raining, and then all of a sudden it became sunny, and it's happening this week too. It's going to be 80 degrees, and then 2 days later it's going to be pouring. Like, what does that, and it's almost summer, and it's pouring and windy. Okay, that's a topic for another day, because it's getting me kind of a little mad, you know. But another thing I wanted to talk about is people who don't speak out when they're going through a lot, and I give those people mad props, and I'm so proud of them. But sometimes it gets very unhealthy, and I know that I do that sometimes. I've been doing that a lot lately, ever since I started, ever since I decided to not eat meat, it's only been a week, actually no, I think it's been a month since I've done this, but it's really kicked in. The more it's happening, the more how do I explain this? There's been a lot going on in my life that I've literally told no one, and if you think you know, trust me, you don't know. I've told nobody about this. I'm not going to say what it is, obviously. But I've been going through a lot. And I just kind of, I kind of distract myself from it when I'm with friends by making jokes. And I make a lot of Brandon Morgan jokes because it gets my mind off things that's happening in my life. And first, I really like to be alone for some reason. Like, I love my friends, but they just seem a lot happier without, like, I wouldn't say I'm a burden, but, like, seeing my friends happy makes me really happy. Because I know that I don't want to be the one who ruins everything. And I feel like that's one of my biggest fears, because life is so short and I don't want to be the one ruining that for them. And so I'm just trying to heal from what's going on in my life right now before I like start hanging out with friends all the time again. I feel like I'm taking a break from just everything and focusing on myself with this diet, with going to the gym. And I hung out with Kylene today, which was really nice, and I miss her a lot. But I feel like being alone and just realizing more about myself, which is really cheesy, but it's really true, because I go to the gym 6 days a week, and usually I go alone. I do go alone, and that's my alone time. That's where I think, that's where I feel closer to myself, I guess, that I've been spending a lot of time with myself. And the weird thing is, I never wanted that. I used to hate being by myself. I had to feel included in everything, but now I feel like I don't care if I'm not included. I don't care if this happens, if that happens, if my friends are making plans without me, if anything like that. It used to bother me so much. But now, it's kind of like, oh my gosh, they're so happy, and I'm so happy for them. And then I'm pretty happy in my life. and everything's just working out. But then I think it again, and I'm like, I'm not happy, but I'm happy they're happy. You know, I feel like you guys understand me, because I feel like you guys go through the same thing sometimes. Because these are, like, my close followers, and, like, you guys get me. And so, yeah, those 6 days a week that I go to the gym by myself, it makes me realize how much I'm pretty cool, you know. It really made, self-love is big, and I feel like I'm starting to get it after 16 years. Because today I'm a little dork, and I was driving home from the gym, and it was like 10 p.m. I went pretty late, and I was driving home, and my phone was about to die, so I didn't use Bluetooth, so I just played the radio, and Apple Bottom Jeans was on, and I kind of just danced alone in my room. It was really fun, in my car, I was dancing. And it was just really fun because it's like that alone time for me by myself. And I was just really, really feeling it, you know? And that's really good because I never really had that in my life where I was happy with who I am and what I am. Because I really am right now. And I'm kind of getting used to, yeah, it's okay to be alone, because it's fun, and you get to know yourself, and you get to jam out in your room, in your car, and yeah, and that's the tea. Something that also happened in my life is I found out that some people in my life have been lying to me about things, or, like, not saying the full truth, which kind of hurts, because it's like, wow, I thought we were close, you know, but then I realized, you can't really trust anyone in this world, and it's okay, because karma catches up, you know, which I'm not going to spill that tea today, but I just wanted to talk about that, like, it's not cool to do that, it's not cool to say something and then totally lie about it later, it's not cool to leave someone for someone better. It's not cool that you think that this one person isn't cool because they don't have reputation. And lastly, it's not cool when someone really needs to talk to you about something, and like you say, yeah, I'll listen, and they're trying to open up to you, and then you totally, like, disregard them. And you don't care. And you forget about it. So, yeah. That's what's been on my mind. And it's... How long is this pod? It's been 13 minutes. So, I'm gonna end it. So, sorry for my late night podcast. I hope you guys have a good day.